Module 2, What is Respect? Every day, respect plays a meaningful part of our lives and can arise in many forms. Respect is the way we show appreciation to the valuable qualities of others, and we are all worthy of this appreciation. People tend to respect those with authority. However, respect for other individuals is not limited to those who appear to have more power than we do. Without respect in our lives, there would be a great deal of conflict. Hence, it is crucial to incorporate respectful behaviors into the workplace. Respect comes in various forms, including respect for others, self-respect, respect for nature, and respect for laws. Every form of respect is a valuable contribution to success and happiness. Thus, it is important not to lack courteous gestures to those around us. Defining respect. The word respect can be defined in many ways. This concept is based on individual interpretation. What one person sees as respectful may be disrespectful to someone else. Our ideas of respect are based on our backgrounds and preferences, and the basic social guidelines in which we learn at a young age. The word respect comes from the Latin word respectus, meaning to regard, consider, or to look back. Respect is all about observation and acknowledgement. It is essential that to show respect for another individual, we must pay attention to their beliefs, along with accepting and valuing these beliefs. It is about thinking and acting in a positive attitude that shows care, consideration, or concern for others as well as oneself. Respect is important in allowing us to feel safe and voice our thoughts and opinions. There are many simple ways to show respect for others each day. Offering help. Being on time. Taking responsibility. Listening to learn. Saying please and thank you. Respecting personal space. Self-respect. While we often recognize the importance of respecting others, it is equally as important to have respect for ourselves. Self-respect encompasses intrinsic worth, or simply put, pride and confidence in oneself. You can learn to practice self-respect by challenging yourself in ways that include standing up for yourself and understanding that not everyone will have respect for you, but continuing to have respect for others. Self-respect includes distancing yourself from negativity in order to create a positive mindset that will contribute to the success of your work. Respect for others and self-respect go hand in hand. By respecting yourself, you are building your own character. The character that you are building, full of self-love and motivation, is essential before you can learn to respect others and have others respect you. Owed respect versus earned respect. Respect can be broken down into two main concepts, being owed respect and earned respect. A balance between the two of these concepts helps in the contribution of success and good relationships among the team. Owed respect is respect that should be given to each individual member in the workplace. With owed respect, all members are able to feel valued each day, which leads to great benefits to the business. We owe respect to one another to ensure they feel included in the conversation of the team. Owed respect is not just confined to members who are higher up in the organization, but to each individual, as we all possess our own strengths. In contrast to owed respect, earned respect is the recognition of high performance or considerable strengths. Earned respect often deals with status, including rewards and promotions. Not every employee will have earned respect, only those who are dedicated and display qualities of a high-performing employee. Measuring respect. Since respect is based on individual interpretation, is it possible to measure respect? Our ideas of respect are established from our backgrounds and culture. Thus, all humans will have different understandings of what is respectful, or where you cross the line to being disrespectful. In order to ensure that you are remaining respectful, start with a basic consideration of the other person's feelings. If you are polite and conscious of his or her feelings and values, you will remain in respectful boundaries, avoiding harm or discrimination. If we wish to measure respect, we must inquire with others what respectful behavior means to them. Respect for the workplace. Showing respect for your workplace is just as important as showing respect to other employees in the workplace. Respecting your workplace is all about professionalism, or rather, how you properly conduct yourself in your profession. Acting professionally will guide you in creating a long, successful career. There are many rules and regulations that must be followed in the workplace, and it is your responsibility to abide by these protocols. There are many ways to show respect for your workplace and organization. These include taking responsibility and initiative for your work. You are responsible for arriving on time, performing to the best of your abilities, while helping others on your team and staying at work for your scheduled amount of time. Dressing appropriately. Always follow the dress code that is established in your work setting and for your type of position. Ensure your clothes are clean, neat, and comfortable so that you are still able to perform adequately. Remaining in good health and cleanliness. Some jobs are very demanding or tiring on the body. It is important to have a well-balanced diet, exercise, and adequate sleep in order to perform well on a day-to-day basis. Understanding and following regulations on scents and allergies and tobacco use. There are many health conditions that exist in which products such as these are especially harmful. Respect these regulations as they are there for a reason. Maintaining confidentiality. Certain information is confidential in the workplace and should not be included in casual conversations outside of the setting. Be attentive of the conversation and keep personal work information inside the work environment. Embracing a positive attitude. Your attitude has a big effect on your overall professionalism. Take pride in your work and show pride for your workplace. Case study. Jamal works at the local bank as an IT personnel. His fellow employees and management team are always admiring Jamal for his hard work. They see Jamal as the model employee. He arrives to work on time each day well-dressed and ensures personal cleanliness. While he is at work, he takes initiative and responsibility for his work and is always willing to help others. Jamal is consistently showing respect and recognition to those around him, in which his behaviors have earned him a high level of respect from his team.